Welcome back to the Language of Behavior podcast. I am back as I got a quick little mini vacation with my family at the Hot Springs, and Charlie was holding on the fort as she got to have a wonderful conversation with our guest, Lainey Rao. And I'm going to be honest, Charlie, I am a little jealous that I didn't get to hang out with you and Lainey for that really important conversation.
I knew you would miss it. That's why I told her that you would just miss it. So I said, we have to do a part two. We'll just invite her back. She's pretty great.
Yeah, she's actually a repeat guest on the Language of Behavior. So make sure that anyone that's listening, if you caught this last week's episode, that you go back and listen to Lainey, because she is full of not only energy, but wonderful solutions for a lot of different things. She's got three different books that she's got out, two on gratitude, and one is a workbook that is amazing and probably really good, not only with the topic we're going to talk about today, Charlie, but also for just educators in general, especially as we're getting over the holiday season. And I don't know about you, but I think this is a very timely question that we're going to be answering today.
Absolutely. And that's why we keep getting questions about it. So I can't wait to dive into this. I just have so many thoughts, and we want to give our leaders tangible strategies they can actually just use today. So let's do this. Let's do this, Josh.
Okay. Well, I know that both of us with the family in town, we had, you know, everybody at home was very stressful. And I think this person's feeling that too. So this question says, I'm feeling overwhelmed and stressed out even after the break. We keep talking about mental health and education, but I don't feel like anyone's providing a solution. What do we do?
Are you throwing that right back to me?
I am. Okay. Ms. Charlie Peck, what would you say? What on earth do we do as a mental health expert that you are?
I never call myself an expert, but.
Well, I'm gonna deem you that in this situation. But I know that this is something that also happens during the winter with cabin fever. I know also that the spring, there's less breaks typically in the calendar year within the education system. And so we start to see increased behavior, not only with the students, but I would say even with staff, as far as people really looking for some things to put in place to help their mental health. So what comes to mind with specifically this question?
Well, what comes to mind is what's contributing to those overwhelming feelings for educators and anybody actually working in a school system right now. I have a lot of school psychologists coming to me right now saying, help us, and school counselors and school social workers. And so it's not even just teachers feeling this, it's the whole system. And so you feel that tension as you walk in that building or in those meetings. And so what's contributing to that a lot is there's a lot on their plate, as usual, and student behaviors. I mean, those two things happen so frequently. So here's what I say. If you're a leader and you're concerned about your staff, take something away. Don't add one more thing. Think of one thing that you can remove off their plate. And I just saw this on social media, and I want to look it up and see who did this, because I know it's somebody I've talked to in the past, and her name's not coming to mind, but it will, because she works a lot with teacher appreciation. She's awesome. She's in Texas. And what she did is she had her staff for the PD session, instead of learning something, she gave them time to write notes home to parents about kids that were doing things well. So all she asked is to do like 15 notes to parents, send those out, and then you go have your own time. So that kind of thing to me, those are things that teachers would love to do. They want to have that time and space. So that's something simple. Think about the space and time that you're providing staff. And if there's an overwhelmed staff member, see what you can do to remove something off their plate. The other thing is the behaviors, the student behaviors. I say this all the time, Josh. I know we talk about this. They just feel ill-equipped. So if student behaviors are going up, there's a lot going on for them, but the teachers are struggling to respond effectively. And so what they do is they go to the school counselors and they go to the school social workers and they're like, help me with this. But they aren't like teachers, so they don't have that lens, or they're busy. They're so busy. So that's why I'm looking forward to the outlet. When you and I run those cohort groups, I'm looking forward to the outlet they have to come to us and talk these things through and actually get some skills. So there's a lot there, but it really is about identifying what's the underlying cause and how do we get equipped to address those issues in a very simple way. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think that the system in itself is going to take from teachers and administrators and counselors. And I think that at this point, and I speak about this in my keynote when I talk about like enhancing our capacity, is that we have to be the one that put boundaries in place and knowing what's important and things that need to get done and what is beyond our capacity, what's beyond what we're able to do that's going to actually create a unhealthy environment. So for instance, you know, looking at patterns that we have control over, and you talk about this a lot too, right? Your circle of control. And so sleep, we have control over that. Hydration, nutrition, exercise. But then I also throw in like passion projects. We all got into the educational field for a reason. There are things that we're extremely passionate about. And I know when I was in my deepest, darkest times as an administrator, those were the touch points that I didn't have, was the things that I was most passionate about. And when you don't have that, I would say hope, but also like the items that give you joy in that profession, you don't have those things every single day that you're experiencing, I think it's really hard to find the energy, to find the motivation to do a good job every single day. And then on top of that, I mean, schools are just a chaotic environment. And so if you don't have strategies that, Charlie, you talk about all the time, as far as, you know, having the mental capacity, then it's going to be a real struggle. And we're not even talking about the outside factors, the things that are going on at home that may be additional stressors that are really hard to get you in a good space driving in the morning to go to work. So I think there's a lot of components there, but I would say, and this is something we talk about in our cohort model, is like, what do you have control over, right? And yeah. I think that's probably the first starting point, because the educational system isn't going to help you out. You need to be the one that's advocating for yourself and making sure that you're putting things in place to help with your mental well-being.
Yeah. And that's it, is what's in your control, because you're right. The system will always pour on top of you, and it's fractured, and there's a lot of good people working within it, but there are some flaws, and we're not going to change that. We don't have time to change that. So I always like to, here's like another strategy here, is when we're like, it's real quick, like get a Google Doc, get a form, not a doc, a form, and put a question, one question, and send it to your staff is, what do you need from me to make your job easier or better? And that simple question that you send out, and you collect the results, and you can analyze and see, oh, what do they need? Like, what is that? And if you have a large staff, of course, like give them options. It might be like a tangible material, like a teaching material or an instructional material, or extra, like an extra 30 minutes a week to do this, or whatever it is, which not everything is possible. The thing is when you ask them what they need to do their job better, or to just enjoy their job better or more, then it gives them that voice and they feel heard. And that right there shuts down some of their stress response system right there, because being seen and heard and validated and all that actually is a very legit thing that we do in treatment. And there's a purpose to that. So send that out. That's one thing I would do in January. That's one thing as a leader I would do. Just send that one document out, that one form asking for that. And it gives you information, because sometimes I'm telling you, oftentimes I will say, what they're asking for are very simple things like, I need the darn copier to be fixed, or I need a stapler that works. Like those little things can go a very long way if like you show up in their classroom with that stapler that works for them. Like, wow, honestly, those little things do work. And then you're right, some things are deeper. So I would also go to the school social worker, school counselor, or district school social worker, or the rep there for mental health, and say, listen, can you give me a list of community supports for certain things that staff might be dealing with, so I can give this to them. So for example, you and I talk about this before, is the ARTS treatment I do, that accelerated resolution therapy treatment that I do. It really does help that nervous system decrease the intensity of whatever you're feeling and struggling in like one or two sessions. It's often covered by, because it's brief, it's often covered by EAPs, it's often covered by insurance. Some people like me, I try to get over the hurdles of insurance and I'm just private pay, but that can be really beneficial for a lot of reasons. So I would look for somebody in the area and give a list in your area of people who are trained in that modality, for example, and say, listen, if you're really struggling with something that keeps recurring, this could be a resource for you. Like give a list of things that can be like spread out district-wide, not just for schools, or sorry, not just for students and families, but for the actual staff members to use themselves. So there's some things like that we could do.
Yeah, I love that. I think, yeah, definitely as a leader, we need to make sure that we're giving a space for our staff to be able to share either in person or in a form or some way, you know, to understand the needs. And like you said, a small coffee that you bring to a teacher can brighten up a whole month, or a small note that you leave, or like you said, a need that, you know, a stapler or markers for the board. I mean, like little things that you don't even realize is something that they're struggling with every single day in the classroom. And just by giving space and opportunity for them to share that, you know, you can really help their mental health in small ways.
You got it. Yeah, that's the easiest thing you can do at the next staff meeting. It takes just a few minutes to create a form, options. Yeah, put a QR code on a slide, show it at the start of the meeting, have them
just post it in the front office. They can walk by while they're getting coffee and scan it and fill it out real quick whenever they have a need. You know, it doesn't take much. And it's something that when you build the system, then it's something that's just known by the staff that my admin know that if I have a need and I ask for it, that most times I'm going to receive it, which is going to make my life easier and in turn better for the students. So I think that's just something that's small, like you said, that we can implement right away in January. Talking about things though, Charlie, that we're implementing, me and you are going to start doing some free webinars starting in February. And actually in February, we're going to touch on this more as far as the topic, because this is something that we keep hearing from educators from all different roles as far as, you know, wanting solutions. So will you just talk about kind of our vision moving into 2026?
Yeah, that's the thing. It's all based on need. This is what leaders are asking us for. And this is what educators and school mental health leaders and district leaders have been asking for from us. They're getting the book, they're using the strategies. They're like, how do I dive into specific topics and how do we learn more from you? So we want to just share that. We want to get out beyond this podcast and really target further, but have it, you know, some accessible way for people to just show up. We want to make it during the workday, but we're also going to have replays sent out. So if you register, it's free. If you register, you can attend live. And sometimes there are going to be bonuses for attending live, but then also we'll send it out to you if you can't make it. So we're looking forward to doing that every month, the two of us, because as we move through the year, we keep hearing more about what the need is. And so our topics will relate to exactly what you guys are asking us for.
Awesome. So excited. Well, we got more to announce in 2026 as Charlie and I are putting our brains together to make sure that we are providing as much content and strategies for you throughout the year. Obviously, we've got the book, but we've got some exciting things coming up too in relation to the language of behavior. So stay tuned for that. But Charlie, I'm looking at the time. We should probably jump into behind the banter because I have a fun question that I can't wait to hear from you. All right, this kind of goes with what we're talking about. So what is a small purchase that you've made that has made an oversized impact on your daily happiness or productivity? So I'm thinking maybe $25, $30 or less.
It would have to be my stuff that I travel with. You know, it's so silly. But yeah, like I have this little travel pack that I take with me and it's got all the stuff that I use. And so I never have to like think about what I'm going to pack next. So I have this little travel bag that I put some of my, all my stuff in that I'm going to use every time I travel. And so that just goes into my suitcase. And then I just throw some clothes in and never have to think of those things I always bring. There's a little travel pack that I bought. Yep. It's really great. What about you?
Travel pack. I was thinking my heated mug that I have with me like all the time. So you can get these like refurbished. And so I don't buy them full price because they're way too expensive. But I think for our educators, I always think like, man, I wish I had this as a minister because I would make a cup of coffee and then I get called on the radio and I go somewhere else and I come back to a cold cup. And so, you know, this thing just heats it for a pretty long time so I can nurse it and I have it every single day.
That Talk sounds
happiness.
Yeah.
It brings me joy every day.
It's funny because those little things do matter. Like every time I travel, because it's frequent like you, then that's just one less thing I have to think about. Like, and that to me, I'm a planner. So I'm thinking ahead and I'm like, oh, I don't have to worry about that.
We don't have the mental space. It's things that just like, I know you do this too, just in our travels, just the routines that we've built. So we don't even have to think about it. We just do it.
You got it.
Too much going on. All right. So with that, we're going to close this down, but I wanted to make sure that you are heading over to Charlie's website over at thrivingeducator.org. As a lot of things that we talk about during these episodes, you can find more there at that resource, joshchamber.com And then if you do / language of behavior, you're going to find not only the podcast, but a lot of the things that we've also talked about, right? As far as the cohort model and speaking and whatnot. So head over there. Charlie and I are super excited for future episodes as we're going to slowly announce more things in 2026, but definitely check out the webinars. And if you want to learn more about that, get the link, whatnot, then make sure that you're going to our websites and subscribing to our newsletter, because that's where all of this information gets pushed out, not only for the podcast, but other things that are going on throughout the year. And we want to make sure that you are getting all that information. And of course, we are so excited that our numbers continuously are going up on the podcast. So if you have a chance, you love the podcast, jump into your favorite podcast platform and give us a wonderful review for others to see, because of course, that's going to enhance our viewership. So with that, Charlie, I hope you have a fantastic week, and it's so good to see you after a long holiday break.
You too, Josh. Thank you so much.
This podcast is a proud member of the Teach Better Podcast Network. Better today, better tomorrow, and the podcast to get you there. Explore more podcasts at www.teachbetterpodcastnetwork.com. We'll see you on the next episode.